from the bowels of hell. Rough Edge Radio.
Just a rhyme, he brought you wine, but there's a ring inside. Look, your skin will make a nickel bake. In fact, it did you a escape by flirting with my eyes, bad girl. Well, hey, you better get back, 'cause this is
Radio.
This is Rough Edge Radio live here on Rough Edge FM. I am R. Scott Bolton, the editor of RoughEdge.com, and I'm sitting here with my partner in crime, none other than Snyderman.
That's right.
Good Tuesday evening to you, sir.
Tuesday evening to you, too.
Rough Edge Radio again in its ninth but first year.
Tenth but first year.
Because it's our 10th year overall, but our first year with the new format. Which we've been working on here for a while. And it changes pretty much weekly, but that's okay.
That's okay.
The main thing to remember is hard rock, heavy metal, and punk. And that first band was a little combo of some of those different things. That was Private Earth with a song called Forest Queen. And a strange little number there.
It was strange. I liked it.
Great band. Exactly. It was quirky, but kind of cool.
I love that.
So we got lots of music to play for you tonight. Our featured artist of the week is a band called Oceans of Night. and they are a progressive metal band featuring Scott Mosher.
Oh, sure.
Who we've reviewed on Rough Edge. You can check him out there.
Any number of configurations.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And this is a band that he's been recording with, and you're going to like this stuff a lot, promise you. Good stuff here from Oceans of Night. But we got other stuff to play and other stuff to talk about, including Steve just finished up a new play over at the Flying H Theater Company.
Yeah, it's called The Exit Interview.
Now, I have to say, when I first heard about it, unfortunately, we had a shooting up here at Isla Vista right about the time you guys went into rehearsal on that. And the show is about school shootings. Not really about that, but it's part of it.
Right.
And I didn't know how it was going to fly, but it was one of the better shows you guys put on.
It was tight, man. It was...
Well, you say that like it was no big deal, but the fact of the matter is you had a lot more to do with this one as far as
the... I was all over the place, man.
Yeah, because it was intense. It was a complicated show.
Yeah, oh, man.
Steve did lighting, and what else?
I was a... I actually had an on-stage personality.
You were. You had an on-stage role, yes.
Right, I was like the... I was a stage manager, the voice that comes from above and saying, okay, hold on, we're going to change the script.
Right, right.
So everybody stops and we hand out shit and we start doing all this stuff. So
the show was funny. The show was deep. The acting, again, just outstanding. Yeah. I was reading in the program that the man who played the lead, I'm sorry, I can't remember his name.
Chad, yeah.
That he didn't really do that. He was a stunt man before, but he never really thought about
acting. He's only been acting for like a year and a half.
You'd never know it.
I know.
He's just a talent.
I know.
He's just a talent. And carries, that. I don't want to say carries the show, but held the show.
Oh, he was so good.
It was amazing.
Yeah, he was so good.
The whole cast was just amazing.
The whole cast.
Even the shooter who had
a
smaller comparably part.
Yeah.
Still, yeah, absolutely great.
Yeah.
Funny all the way through. Like I said, dramatic as well. And by the way, well done in the lighting and other departments
there. No kidding. It was pretty intense, huh? That was so much fun.
Did you get a bottle of scotch when you're all done?
I got a 12-pack of beer, which is good for me.
There you go.
I wish they would just not do that, but they I don't think
they I think that they like to do that.
I think they like it.
They do. Let me ask you this. Who won the prize? Because obviously it wasn't my brother this time.
Somebody did. No, somebody we didn't know won, actually.
That's really disturbing.
We sold so many of those things.
Did
incredible.
You? Well, that's a great idea for a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Have people show up at this great...
I think we sold like 70... It's a gift basket loosely based on our play, and you $1 for a ticket and $7 for $5, and then it's like there's candy in it and there's alcohol and all sorts of other things about this play. We sold like 35 tickets a night.
Yeah, I only bought two this time. I usually buy five, but this time I figured Doug's my brother. He always wins anyway. I figured up why buy more if he's going to win.
Right.
But he didn't win,
win this time.
I got to go back to five next time.
Right.
Because I'm sure the person who bought the three that I didn't buy is the one that won.
Right.
Anyway, X-Interview, outstanding.
Yeah, that's very good.
Again, I'm not saying this to Steve. I'm saying this to you listeners. If you're in Ventura and you can go to the Flying H Theater Group, go see the shows there. They are the most amazing little plays you've ever seen. And I say little plays because it's a little theater.
Yeah.
The plays themselves, not so little.
Right.
I mean, for example, I know that they've got coming up soon.
The Motherfucker with a Hat.
That's the next one?
Yeah.
And then, but soon after that is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Don't get bigger than that.
Don't get bigger than that.
Yeah, so...
And then, the next year, and this is for public consumption, we're doing a Geography of a Horse Dreamer, Sam Shepard.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Sam Shepard.
I'm actually reading it right now.
Legendary playwriter.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah. Who knew? You know what? Dude, I thought he was just a guy on Ghost Rider. I swear to God.
You didn't know that was the same Sam Shepard?
No idea. Until I saw a play he did... Fool
I thought
for
he
love.
Was just a guy on a Ghost Rider. I love that.
He did a show called Fool for Love.
Yeah.
And he did it in Santa Paula.
Right.
That's Santa Paula Theater.
Not as good as Flying H, though.
Well, I know, but it has... That's
good theater.
Different.
I hear it's a good theater as well. Yeah. Yes.
And it was... Marcy and I saw it, and it was outstanding. So
yeah. Sam Shepard's a legend. Yeah. I mean, there's no other word for him as a playwright. He's a legend.
I guess he's actually more known as a playwright than he is...
And he's not... unknown as an actor.
As an actor.
So that's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very big. So, so that's all the stuff coming up
And
there.
We're going out to Motherfucker come open up September 5th.
Now, it's not really Motherfucker with a Hat. It's Mother F / asterisk.
See, there. I'm not going to shy away from it.
You don't have to. You don't have to advertise it.
No, I can
but
say
they can't put it in the newspaper that way.
They're calling it the Mofo with the Chapeau. I'm not saying it. I'm saying what's your next one. I'm talking the Motherfucker with a Hat.
Mofo with the Chapeau is funny, though.
Yeah.
But it doesn't tell you where the play is.
Yeah, and this is... And it just it was on Broadway for like a year. Chris Rock was in it.
Chris Rock?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And you could see what role he was the minute you see the show.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. All right. Yeah. Looking forward to that. That's all at the Flying H Theater Group. You can find them on Facebook.com. Just type in Flying H Theater Group.
Yep.
The address is?
3638 Bristol.
And the phone number is?
I don't have an idea either.
It's on the Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook page.
All right. Going to move on. Going to play some out. You got something else to talk about?
Later.
We'll save that. There's more to talk about later. But right now, we're going to play a song by one of our favorite bands. Steve, when I say favorite band on Rough Edge Radio, who's the first band to pop into your head?
Shango.
That's it. This is Shango with a song from Metal Mafia. That fast.
That's funny.
This is The Black Hand. We'll be right back here on Rough Edge Radio, Rough Edge FM.
Yeah!
That was Addicted by the Zombie Daddies here on Rough Edge Radio.
Nice.
Before that, we heard our friend Shango.
Oh, man.
With the Black Hand. We should play some more Shango, I think,
we
during
should.
The show at some point.
We should.
So anyway, what else you got to talk about, Stevie?
So I just finished the new Stephen King.
What's the name
Mr.
of it?
Mr. Mercedes.
That's his hard-boiled detective novel, supposedly.
Was it?
I thought. Maybe
was,
I'm wrong.
It was.
Does it have a detective in it?
Yeah. Well, that's somebody that was. Oh, so it's a starting of a.
A new series.
Oh, cool.
Because he needs a new one.
This is good. and you know what? AH hasn't stopped him. He says some of that shit I couldn't even talk about. I don't even think I talk about it on the air now, what he's talking about. He's like.
I'm not one of those people who wants to diss Stephen King. A lot of people now, well, you read Stephen King? Really? Yes, I read Stephen King. I still think he's one of the best out there. Really enjoy
Stephen King. And I forgot to read. I actually have it on my iPod. It's on my Nook. It's the 11-something-63. It's a date.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah. I haven't.
That's the one about Kennedy. The guy gets the opportunity to go back in time stop Kennedy from being assassinated.
I don't know why I haven't read it yet.
I'm way behind on my Stephen King. In fact, I've read more books this year than I've read in probably 15 years, just because I forced myself. I go out to lunch, and I'm probably on my 16th book this year, which is not bad for me. It's pretty good.
You know, I belong to this place that's called, you should do this. It's called Book Hub. And every day they send you an email, and you write down the characters, categories of the books you like.
Okay. Science fiction, detective,
exactly.
That kind of stuff.
Exactly. So they send you, every day, they send you an email that has 4 deals. These deals are like 99 cents. Some of them are free.
I like 99 cent ebooks.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. And then you have all you have to do is have a Smash account or Smash World account. They even have it at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.
Really?
Yeah. So, and just buy them.
Why not?
It's like it's almost like an intermediary, but
yeah,
I've gotten some excellent books off.
I'll look into that.
I just got a brand new one.
BookHub.com. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's really cool.
You know what I just found out recently as well is that the Ventura County Library now loans ebooks and audiobooks that you can download and listen to. How cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah,
and I got a new library card because my old one, which I got in second grade,
Marcy's gonna start
is somehow
doing it.
Lost.
Marcy's going to start.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
If you can go borrow a book at the library and do it that way,
I
why
actually
not?
Belong. I have since this computer right here has a Nook on it.
Uh huh.
And I mean a Kindle. I don't have a Kindle. I have a Nook. But I just got it's a 3 for 30 days, and you can borrow books and read.
You can put a Nook on there as well, can't you?
Yeah, I have.
I've got Nook on my. I got Nook and.
Kindle well, I have on my iPhone. I have a Nook, so I don't. I have a Kindle on.
Oh, here, you'd see. So don't even need.
Right.
You, yeah, you have an.
And I have one
Nook.
Of those old style Nooks. So, I'm just gonna use it until it dies. That's why I probably don't have an iPhone.
My son got a Kindle and we lost it, which is he didn't want to use it because he couldn't stand it. But I wanted to use it. And it's just gone.
I love it, and it's just old school. It doesn't have backlighting or anything.
Yeah,
but I can have like. 22 points.
As long as I can read in the sunlight, I'm happy.
I have print that's 22 points.
So it's nice and big and you can see everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I can make it, you know, 9.
Like I have the bio for Oceans of Night, which I'll be reading here shortly. I got it all in giant
Right,
typos.
Exactly.
I got to read it off of the screen here as well. And by the way, we're not quite to the Oceans of Night part yet, but it's coming up here.
I'm looking forward to that.
So it's going to be good stuff.
Yeah.
So what else going on?
We got a little bit of time about next break. Okay, well, you got anything?
Have you listened to the new Judas Priest yet?
No.
We need to get you the new Judas Priest.
I need it.
You need to listen, and we need to review the new Judas Priest. So that's one of the new releases we can talk about.
Okay.
Ace Frehley has a new album out that some people say is the best Kiss album that was never recorded.
No way.
We'll see. His last album was really good, by the way.
Yeah.
So that may not be a surprise.
Oh, I got something in the mail that I'm... You reviewed the first Wolf?
Yeah.
Oh, I got the new one. It is.
Great band.
Great.
I need a.
I know. I don't have my keys with me.
We need to play that on the show here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, so anyway, all kinds of great stuff coming out there. And somebody's calling.
That's Marcy.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a song anyway.
Yeah, cool.
So, this is a 7-minute song, The Blood Tree by Seasons of the Wolf.
Nice.
From their new anthology. Sit back and enjoy this for the next 7 minutes here
Sweet.
On Rough Edge Radio, Rough Edge FM. We'll be right back. Rough Edge Radio right here on Rough Edge FM. That was Seasons of the Wolf, another longtime friend of the Rough Edge Radio and Rough Edge. And that track was called The Blood Tree.
Nice.
Great stuff. I think it's an old demo, too. It sounds pretty good for an old demo.
That's not
but,
good.
But good stuff from them. What else going on in your world, Steve?
Let me see. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm sorry you missed Deep Purple, my friend.
Yeah, it just wasn't going to happen.
I
sprouted a new fucking pain center in my back that week.
Yeah, you were talking all for 2 weeks you were leading up to it. You were talking about how it was on your bucket list. You weren't going
to
miss it.
I was so fucking ready to go.
And
but
then
you know
that
what?
Day, you said, I'm not going to be able to do it. I thought, oh, man.
But I was encouraged because there's a new album coming out. And chances are there's going to be another fucking tour.
I think you're right.
And they'll play Los Angeles. They always play it. And they played Los Angeles for, what, 50 years?
They'll
be back.
Or they'll play somewhere else nearby. And we will go again because
we'll go
have to tell you.
I will go see them.
The show starts. And I'm sitting, we were there kind of early, but not real early. And we were sitting not far back from the stage, but not too close to the stage.
So you're in the middle stage, in the middle area?
On the side, you know. And
you weren't in the stand, in the grandstand?
No. We decided to sit down right in the stage. The first song they come out of the gate with is Highway Star. It's like, you're starting with Highway Star. And the audience stood up for about halfway through Highway Star, and then they all started sitting back down. I couldn't. I got out of the crowd, and I stood at the side of the show, and I just made a fool of myself the entire show.
Sweet.
Doug was with me, and our friend Brad, and Josh. Josh was not as embarrassed at me as the rest of them were, but I stood up, I played air guitar, I leapt in the air, I was an idiot, but it was so great.
How many times have I done that at an Alice Cooper show?
Many, many times. And that's what I was. I was you that day.
Exactly.
I was you, and I had so much fun in the show. The band, I tell you what, those guys have never sounded better. Ian Gillan, I think, is 64 years old. He still sings perfectly.
That is, how can that be?
It shouldn't be, but it was an amazing show, and I was so glad to be there. And yeah, the beers didn't hurt, but it was really, really great. Oh, so I'm sorry that you missed it, because you would have very much liked it. I heard that Seether, who was there the next day, also did a very good show.
Oh, so, I guess I would see. Oh, I probably would have seen that, but
yeah, that would have been a good band to see. I actually went to see the Bare Naked Ladies too.
Yeah, okay.
And not my kind of music, but they did a great show. And the funny thing was, Bare Naked Ladies ended their show with a spot on, and I mean spot dead on cover of Led Zeppelin. Dazed and Confused. It's like there's no way it should sound that good.
Did they do the Big Bang Theory theme?
They did, of course
they had to.
Yeah, and a matter of fact, the lead singer said he was talking about, because that was the day that the Big Bang cast all got their big raises. And the lead singer says, and we have here tonight Jim Parsons. And then nobody came out. And he said, wouldn't that be cool if he was really here?
So what do they get now? They used to get, the big three used to get $750,000, which was...
They're getting well over a million now.
Well, they deserve it.
They're getting well over a million
now. Marcy's found it.
Oh, she's into the show now?
She's found a big... So, and we'll tape all of them. It's on all the time.
It is on all the time.
And I love Jim Parsons. He's the funniest damn guy on television. I swear. and the guy that plays the Indian guy in it?
Yeah.
Kuthrapali. He's a cracker. He is. They're all just so good.
Here's the thing that bothers me about Jim Parsons. And it's just, this is probably a personal gripe and nothing else. It always bugs me when I see somebody on television win an Emmy, and they get up on stage to accept their Emmy, and they are the person they play on TV. It's like, there's not a whole lot of acting going on there when you are that person. Yeah. Now, I've seen Jim Parsons and other things.
He's not that guy.
And he's different.
Yeah.
But his stage persona and his accepting his award persona were awful close. And he's won like 4 years in a row. So this year
he
may not.
He's brilliant. He's brilliant.
I guess he is, because he's getting $1 million an episode now.
But they all are, though, right? The big three?
The big three are getting all, yeah.
They deserve it. Leonard, that guy that plays Leonard. And that girl just got married?
I've always said,
people
will complain. They'll say, well, you know, how come these actors get paid so much money? Well, if the studio can afford to pay them that much money, how much is the studio making? That's what you got to think about.
And you know what? You're not talking residuals.
Yeah, it's...
How many residuals do they get? How many times a day is it on? I bet you it's on at least four times a day.
I think
that's just that one fucking channel.
Yeah, I think they said that their contracts will be worth $70 million over 3 years. That's not bad. That's with residuals, yeah. That's not bad.
That's not counting the other three.
Exactly. That's how much money.
They're making bucks.
So how much money is this?
Harold. You got to have the chick that played Blossom. I mean, you got to have all those people in there now.
Right.
Because they're all good together.
Right.
And they needed the girls because the guys were good at the beginning. But see, we've watched all of them now. We've watched every single one of them that's on. And they're excellent.
My hunch is that they all got nice big fat raises.
And, you know, I'm sure.
And I don't mean to.
I'm sure.
I think the show's just okay. I've never really been into it. I think it's just okay. But I know my mother-in-law loves it. My brother-in-law loves it. Doug loves it. You love it. Yeah. Everybody loves it but me, apparently.
Yeah.
Even my wife likes it better than I do. But it's just
but
okay.
You know, that's there. I'm like the only person that didn't like Hill Street Blues. I fucking hated that show.
Did you?
I'm like the only one. Yeah.
I never even watched it, so I can't hate it or like
couldn't
it.
Couldn't even watch it. Marcy was like, no, I didn't care.
Yeah. So much for that, right?
Yep.
Shall we do our featured artist of the week?
Beautimus.
This is a band called Oceans of Night, and let me read you their bio. As it says here, as the enigmatic and mysterious name suggests, Oceans of Night is equal parts progressive metal and modern rock wrapped around powerful vocal melodies and evocative guitar work served with a distinct ambient flavor. Formed from the previous musical collaboration of multi-instrumentalist and musical mastermind Scott Mosher, who we mentioned earlier, because
sure.
we've reviewed him many times, and powerful metal vocalist Scott Oliva, Oceans of Night
him
have...
Him too, right?
I think he's been in something. I recognize the name as well.
Yeah.
Oceans of Night have bridged the worlds of progressive metal, melodic hard rock, and ambient sounds to create an experimental yet complementary style of music that is at once as subtle as it is powerful.
God, it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, aggressive as it is dynamic and timeless as it is modern. Scott Mosher, who we mentioned earlier,
sure.
has released 4 CDs previous to Oceans of Night under his own name of similar music. Why Scott Oliva, here we go, we'll find out more about him, continues to perform, this is where you know him from, Steve.
Okay.
In legendary New York Iron Maiden tribute band Live After Death and the Nightmare Stage. So that's probably where you know his name from.
The Nightmare Stage.
He has also written, performed, and recorded with Windwraith and Inner Strength together, and as Oceans of Night, they remain dedicated to exploring the sonic limits of metal music by any means necessary. This is Oceans of Night with a track called The Haunted Mind, and we're going to follow that with the title track from their new album, Midnight Rising, both here on Rough Edge Radio, Rough Edge FM. This is Oceans of Night.
Yeah.
the outstanding title track from Midnight Rising, the new album by Oceans of Night. That was, of course, Midnight Rising. What do you think about that, Steve?
Awesome. Very cool.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
And before that, we heard The Haunted Mind. And we've got one more track coming up for Oceans of Night. And anyway, check them out. Go to Facebook.com. I believe it's Facebook.com/Oceans of Night. If not, you can always just search for it and you'll find it right there. And great stuff from that band. Brand new album featuring Scott Mosher and Scott Oliva. You know it's got to be great because there's two guys named Scott in it. Yeah, it's the best I got here. So one more song by Oceans of Night. This is a track called Crashing Down. It is also from their brand new album, Midnight Rising. And we're going to close out the evening with Temple of Kings by our friends Fool's Paradise, who were on here a couple of weeks ago. And this is the track that the band seemed to like the most, so I thought we'd close out with that tonight.
Very nice.
So Oceans of Night with Crashing Down, Fool's Paradise with Temple of Kings. Steve, we'll see you next week.
That's right.
And that's pretty much it for Rough
cool,
Ed. Well, not all, because we got two songs played,
well,
right?
Well, sweet.
Okay. Crashing Down with Oceans of Night. Have a good one, folks. This has been a Rough Edge Studios production.